What is going on? Welcome back to the No Cell Wrestling Podcast. This is your host, and today we are going to be talking about the events that went down at Impact. I can't remember the name of their stupid pay-per-view, but the main event was Rich Swann versus Kenny Omega, and from what I hear, it was a good match. I didn't actually watch it. All I know is that the final result was that Kenny Omega walked out as the Impact and TNA World Champion. And this video is going to come off as a rant, just like how a lot of my videos do, but what company, what self-respecting company puts their championship on a guy from another brand? Are you kidding me? Who is going to beat Kenny Omega logically? Who on the Impact roster can, realistically, I know it's choreographed, don't be annoying, who can realistically beat Kenny Omega? Nobody. Nobody's even on that same level of star power. And then you're just going to go and you're going to give the title to Kenny Omega, which completely destroys the character arc of Rich Swann, which you've been building towards this entire time. This entire time you've been building this Rich Swann character up as the face of Impact, just for him to get beat by Kenny Omega twice. He's never beaten Kenny Omega, by the way. But to... You skip the pushes of a lot of guys. Eddie Edwards got a brief moment with the title before that was taken away from him. And then Ace Austin has been forced to delegate to the mid-card because you were so dedicated to the Rich Swann push, just for him to drop the title to Kenny Omega. And honestly, Kenny Omega should have said no to winning the Impact Championship. He knows he doesn't need the title. He knows he's never going to be on Impact. And I know that all the marks online are going to eat this up. They're going to, oh yes, Kenny Omega, Impact Champion. It's so amazing. Yet these are the same people who were probably crying real tears when Brock Lesnar wouldn't show up to Monday Night Raw. Do you really think Kenny's going to be on Impact every single week? Really? Do you honestly think that? Because if you think that, you're stupid. Kenny Omega is not going to be on Impact every single week. So you're going to be getting a vacant champion. You're going to be getting a champion who's never there. A champion who doesn't deserve the belt. And when he does get the belt, he's going to show up. And he's just going to squash whoever steps up next to him. Kenny Omega squashed Rich Swann, in my opinion. He squashed him. He didn't need to beat Rich Swann. He didn't need the Impact Championship. He wanted to. And the funny part is that this isn't even part of Kenny Omega's main story. His main feud right now is with Eddie Kingston and Dean Ambrose. He could care less what's going on with Impact. So he stopped into Impact for a brief period of time, took the Impact Championship away from the actual company, and now he's just going to go back about and he's going to stroll around as AEW champion, because that's the only championship he's proud to have, it's pretty clear. And Impact going to be without a champion for like the next 7 months. And I have no clue who's going to beat Kenny Omega. In my mind, it's impossible to figure out who on that pathetic Impact roster is going to beat Kenny Omega. So it was a very dumb decision to put your championship on Kenny Omega. I think it was disgusting by Kenny Omega to go and bury Rich Swann like that when he knows he didn't need the championship. He just wanted to pick it up. And it was a very short-sighted move by Impact to put your title on Kenny Omega, because you think it's going to elevate the belt. He didn't even show up on Dynamite with the belt. Nobody knows he's Impact Champion. I watched the show and I don't recall anybody ever mentioning that Kenny Omega was the Impact Champion. People don't even know he won the belt. Like, you're not elevating your championship if nobody knows what happened. It just doesn't make any sense to me. It's confusing. It's really confusing. That's really it, because you put a lot of time and effort into building up Rich Swann as a credible world champion or main event caliber wrestler, just to break it all down, no DX pun intended, with the Kenny Omega win. Like, I don't understand why you would do that. I don't understand why you would waste Ace Austin. I don't understand why you would waste Eddie Edwards. I don't understand why you would waste all these guys just to destroy Rich Swann's push. So, yeah, that was the video. If you enjoyed and you're listening on Spotify, please leave a review. Thank you. Have a good day.